Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 35 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am your host, Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're actually going to go through a case study that I recently completed. And this one's really interesting because it worked out really well in regards to being able to get the clients everything that they wanted using the annuities, where with the original plan that they had showed me, they were going to run out of money no matter what they did. So we have a married couple that is 62 and 60 years old. The wife has recently retired, and the husband is going to work for about another 2 years and retire around 64. Now, the original plan was for both of them to wait until age 67 to start collecting Social Security, which would pay them about $3,600 a month. So at this point, about 3 years after retirement for the husband to start his Social Security, and about 7 years from today for the wife to start collecting. Now their home is almost paid off, and they have about $1.5 million, $1 million of that being in a traditional IRA, and another $500,000 in non-qualified money. Now, at this time, they're being super, super cautious with all of the money sitting in a money market. And to be honest, I can't really disagree with that decision while they're trying to figure out what they want to do, because the market's been really good for way too long. And depending on who you listen to and who you read, we are due for a correction, and that's at the time of this recording, which is July of 2024. So at the time of this recording, they're estimating that they're going to need about $10,000 a month spendable after taxes, plus inflation. Now, once you factor in taxes, you're looking at more about $11,500 per month that they're going to have to withdraw from their portfolio. And what that does, that $11,500 per month, that's $138,000 per year, that puts them at a 9.2% withdrawal rate. Now, that withdrawal rate will drop once they start collecting Social Security. But what happens in that gap between retirement and starting to collect Social Security is critical, because they are in the danger zone with a withdrawal rate that high. Because according to the actuaries out there who design these lifetime income annuities, one of them is going to have a relatively high chance of needing that money to last 35 years, if not longer. So they really need to be more in the 3.5% withdrawal rate. So we actually looked at several different scenarios, the first one being what they were doing right now, which was trying to preserve the principal, which I understand, and just living off interest from a fixed return. Now, realistically, logically, maybe you can get 4% continuous for the rest of your life, okay? The problem was that with that plan, they were going to run out of money in their mid-80s, needing the amount of income that they wanted. And it wasn't even that they were going to run out of money. All of the other key indicators that we talk about looked horrible too, because really only about 60% of their income was going to be guaranteed by Social Security once they started taking it. Their withdrawal rates, as I mentioned before, were out of control and way, way over 3% of where they should be. But then they also had no discretionary liquid assets ever. So the next scenario we looked at was what would happen if they decided, or if they were talked into by another advisor, that maybe just taking more risk could solve all of their problems. So it could only work out one of two ways. It could go really bad, or it could go really good. And I'm not trying to hide anything. I let them know, hey, these are the options here if you decide to take more risk by going into more of an 80-20 type of portfolio, 80% in stocks and equities, 20% in some sort of fixed instrument. But if they go into retirement and the market starts crashing, they're going to run out of money like in their early 80s. Or if they go into a market where it's taken off, going back to 1995, where we had five really good years in a row, this could work out amazing for them. But because of their conservative nature of where they're at already, They're not willing to take this risk, and I don't blame them, because this is completely out of our control. If Warren Buffett can't time the market, then nobody else can. So the next couple scenarios we looked at were part of the Atlas Annuity strategy. Now, my recommendation was to take $950,000 from their traditional IRA and put that into a guaranteed income annuity that will start to generate $78,000 per year when the husband walks away from his job. Now, I know when I throw a number out there like that, there is some sort of sticker shock that takes place. I totally get it. It's a lot of money. But what we always have to refocus on is, what is the purpose of this money? If the purpose is to create income that you cannot outlive, then the math is the math, okay? And I understand there's sticker shock when I throw numbers out there and you're listening to a guy who's sitting here talking to you in a salmon-colored V-neck, but the math doesn't lie. So again, if the purpose of that money is to give them $10,000 spendable in their pocket every month after taxes, plus inflation, then where we store the money should only be judged on what it's going to do and what it's going to give us in those guarantees for the rest of their lives. And one of the biggest fears that most people have, or they're told they should have, is that they put their money, or that much money, into annuity, it's going to be, quote, locked up for the rest of their lives. Now, I go through this with every client that I develop a strategy for, that the explanation is, your money is already locked up. Here's the example that I use of explaining why their money is locked up already. So if you just take a 65-year-old couple and they got $1 million in their portfolio for retirement, sticking within those withdrawal rates of 4%, okay, and even 4% could be a little too high. But let's just say they're going to take $40,000 a year plus some inflation as the years go on. Now, because they need or want $40,000 out of that, $1 million has to stay invested at all times to continue to produce that income for the rest of their lives. And most people don't realize that, hey, we're not just living off of interest here. That $1 million is not guaranteed to last them forever either. Okay, so this is not principal preservation. Now, when I say locked up, of course they have the option to move it from investment to investment. However, they cannot go in there and grab $50,000 to give to one of their kids for a down payment on a house. They cannot take $100,000 out to go buy a boat, or $200,000 to go buy a condo somewhere. That money has to stay invested to continue to produce the income. And if they do dip into it, which they have every right to do, the whole plan goes out the window and they're going to have to readjust how much money they are taking out of it every year. Now, what if I can somehow get them to wrap their head around this idea of what I call freeing the hostages, okay? Freeing the hostages out of your portfolio to go to work for you in the most efficient manner, meaning that same couple could produce an income with a lot less dollars using an income annuity. So let's just say we produced half of that $40,000 that they needed. So at the time of this recording, $281,500 could get them a guaranteed $20,000 for the rest of their life. So now they just need another $20,000 to get them to their goal every year of $40,000. $20,000 is 4% of $500,000. But remember, it only costs us $281,000 to get the annuity. So what that did was it freed up over $218,000 in pure liquidity, because they only need $500,000 now to produce the additional $20,000 on top of the annuity. Now, of course, we want that money to stay invested somewhere, maybe somewhere safe, because long term, that's also what's going to help offset inflation in the most efficient manner. But where they had zero liquidity before, now they have over $200,000 that they can dip into if they so choose. The question then becomes, does it work better if we put more money into it? And the answer, a lot of the times, is yes. And it was with this couple as well. Because in the same example, let's just say the 65-year-old couple who needed $40,000 per year, just went ahead and funded an annuity to give them the entire $40,000. So that would take about $563,000 to get them that income. Now they don't have to leave anything invested if they don't want to, and have $437,000 left over in pure discretionary liquid assets. Again, we would keep that money invested to keep it growing, but we'd probably be really safe and conservative with it and use it for long-term inflation offset. But we went from having no discretionary liquid assets to having over $400,000 in discretionary liquid assets and having the income guaranteed no matter how long they live. It's unbeatable. So back to our case study. Now, what I did, again, because I understand that sticker shock value out there, what I did was I also put together a strategy showing them only half of the money going into an income annuity. And to be honest, it worked out a lot better than what they started with, but they would still run out of money somewhere in their early 90s. They'd still have the value of their home, though. So again, totally fine, whatever they wanted to do. But their actual investment money would run out around the age of 92-ish, I believe it was. But all of the other indicators came out a lot better because now over 80% of their needed income is guaranteed at all times. Their withdrawal rates were a lot more sustainable for a longer period of time before they got out of control. But the main thing that didn't change was they still had no discretionary liquid assets. Now, here's my full strategy, which again is totally counterintuitive, because putting more money into the annuity guaranteed so much of their income that it took all the pressure off the portfolio long term. And by doing this, it did several things. Number one, even if they only got 4% on the rest of their money in their portfolio, it guaranteed that they never ran out. Number two, over 90% of their income is provided on a guaranteed basis for the rest of their lives. Number three, it kept their withdrawal rates in check. And number four, it provided a ton of discretionary liquid assets into their early 90s. Now, this is showing them continuing to spend that money every year in an increasing manner. Now, by the time they're in their early 90s, they probably won't be going out to dinner every night or traveling. So what I'm saying is their expenses will probably decrease to where they won't need all that extra income. So they'll probably be spending less, which means their discretionary liquid assets will actually pick back up. But regardless, they would still always have over $400,000 sitting in their portfolio. And number five, which is reflected in these graphs, but not obviously, the husband could actually wait until age 70 to kick on his Social Security, which gave him an extra $800 per month. Now, that may not seem like a drastic change, but in the long run it is, and it's an extra layer of protection for his spouse, because if something happens to him, she'll lose her Social Security and pick up his with the extra $800 per month, as well as the guaranteed $78,000 per year from the annuity. So through this journey, we went all the way from running out of money completely to taking more risk and having complete uncertainty of what would happen, to taking half of the money of my recommendation, to all the way to the full Atlas annuity strategy, which basically put this thing on autopilot for the rest of their lives. And again, there's no magic here. It's just math. And I'm certainly not a genius, but I just happen to work in an industry of geniuses who design these products, and I'm just really good at using them effectively. And I know it's a weird skill to have. I somehow some days question myself how I ended up here, all the way from riding on a fire truck to putting annuity strategies together. I totally get it. And I'm as dumbfounded as most people that these things work this well. But I do find this work very interesting. And I do consider myself still in the risk mitigation business, the rescue business. Only now I'm doing it with people's finances and using insurance products that have been around for hundreds of years. So everyone, that's going to wrap up episode 35, but I hope it gives you some insight into how I think about these strategies and how they actually work. And if you're curious if the Atlas Annuity strategy would work for your situation, all you have to do is click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website, or you can go directly to atlasannuity.com to book a short phone call and get your questions answered. And if you are finding this information helpful, please subscribe to the podcast, please like it, please share it with somebody that you think it could help. And as always, if there's a topic that you want to hear me talk about, feel free to leave a comment in the comment section on YouTube or on the website. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 35 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we will see you in the next episode.